In our continuing series, we remember NASCAR champion Greg Biffle, who passed away recently, along with six others, his wife, two children, and three friends, while piloting his jet. Biffle won 19 NASCAR events, along with the Craftsman Truck and Busch Series Driving Championships. I started our conversation by asking him what changes had to be made when going from an oval to a road course.
Well, you know, it is quite a bit because, you know, left turns, right turns, you know, braking and shifting a bunch of times per lap, which, you know, we're not used to. So the good thing about it is we have a couple road courses here, Road Atlanta and then Virginia International Raceway, where we've been the last 2 weeks kind of preparing the car and morally preparing the driver and making sure our brakes are okay. So when we get out there, you know, we only have 2.5 hours of practice. So you have a problem and you have to, you want as much track time as you can get, so you don't want to be, you know, maybe having a brake issue where you're having to, you know, change out some parts.
Strategically, for both the team and for you as a driver, do you have to go through some changes there as well, Greg, when you think about a race on a road course?
Yeah, you know, obviously the pit crew's off a little bit because, you know, they'll fuel the car from the opposite side. You know, the car comes in on the driver's side against the wall versus the passenger side, so it's just different scenarios for everybody. And then the pit sequence is completely different. You know, it's stop as soon as you can, as soon as you can make the end of the race, and then, you know, hope a caution comes out. It's different than what we're used to all year, that's for sure.
You said to me before we started the interview that you're really having a lot of fun. Winning certainly will do that. Let's go back to your racing roots for just a second, the Great Northwest. I was up there for a while, and I'll never forget something. I was up on in Victoria one time, and there was a NASCAR type of style race up there, and I'll never forget the sun setting over Victoria at 10 o'clock at night and the cars bumping and going around the track and everything. To me, that's what kind of that racing is all about. Can you go back to those roots for a moment with me?
Yeah, I mean, it's neat. I raced at Portland Speedway a tremendous amount and Tri-Cities, which is an eastern part of the state, and just local Friday, Saturday night race, and it was so much fun. That's, you know, where I got my start, obviously, and really miss doing that. We have night races now, you know, at Richmond and a lot of other Bristol short tracks, so it kind of reminds you of going back and doing that.
When you think back about those days, does it keep everything in perspective for you now that you're at this level? I mean, this is the big leagues of racing.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, you think about, you know, where, what you were doing, you know, 10 years ago, and racing local Friday, Saturday night stuff, trying to scrape together enough money to buy a set of tires for the race car, and work until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. One time worked all night long, you know, left for the racetrack, I think about 9 o'clock in the morning for an event, you know, worked completely all night long, and you know, no sleep. It's just, it's amazing the kinds of things you do when you're short track racing.
You know, the other thing I was struck by as I watched that race, and I was doing a television piece on it, was the camaraderie that existed among crews, among drivers, among just people around that racing at that particular level. I mean, they would share equipment. And you know, you're in the big time now, and of course that's not something they do as readily as they did when you think about the Northwest. But that's something that I think is as special about this sport as anything. Would you agree, Greg?
Yeah, I do. You know, you got to remember, it's traditionally always been a family sport, and we spend more time with our crew guys, our pit crew guys, and our guys that work on our race cars than they spend with their family, you know, at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're together more of the time than they're at their house, you know, just on the road and at the racetrack and, you know, just going to tests and going to the functions and all kinds of things. So it's, you know, it can wear on you.
You once said, I look up to having this opportunity to be in this position, to be racing with Jeff Gordon. I didn't think I'd be ahead of him in wins in the Nextel Cup Series. That's pretty neat to be where I'm at. When you think about why you are where you are, why are you there?
I think it's the hard work. You know, I just never give up attitude. I've always worked very hard, and you know, I got the work ethic early, you know, from my parents owning their own business, and just always, you know, concentrated and put all the effort forward and did whatever it took, and I'm with a great team, and I've got a great group of guys that work on my race car every week, and really fortunate for a lot of those things.
How long does it take, Greg, for a team to get in sync, where driver, crew chief, and crew all get on the same page?
You know, it takes at least 12 months for a team to really get their legs under them, and sometimes it takes longer than that. It's taken us 2.5 years, you know, really to get where we're at. And winning races every week, and it's just so much work. A lot of people don't realize what, you know, goes into making these race cars go every week. And I think there's a little over 200 people that just work in the engine shop alone, let alone the, you know, all of our other stuff. So that's just the engine shop. There's a tremendous amount of effort behind the scenes.
You said also, if you put together the last 10 or 12 races of last season, it looks real similar to this season. We kind of got it figured out toward the end of last year. We were building great race cars, and our team started to turn the corner, and that's carried over to this year. Was there a particular point last season, Greg, that you could put your finger on where things really started falling into place?
Yeah, really, you know, it was clear for us right around the middle of the season. Maybe a little past the middle of the season, we went to, you know, we went to Pocono and finished sixth. Fourth. Then we went to Indianapolis and finished fourth, and then we went to Michigan and won. So really, those three races were almost the turning point in our season.
And also, when you take a look at the Roush team, the great success they're having, I think three of the top five point leaders on the Nextel Tour now are off that team. What is it about the team? What are you guys consistently doing as a team, as an organization across the board, that's giving you such great success?
Well, I think it's sharing information. We're, you know, the five teams are really open about all their information. Like we go to Michigan, we just went to Michigan. You know, all the other teams know that we won there last time we were there. They all look at our setup. They all look at what we're doing. You know, it would be foolish for them not to. And they look at our cars, and we look at their cars, and when one guy learns something, we all learn something. And when you got five guys learning things, you can get a head start on a lot of other people quickly. So that's definitely played a factor.
Well, one of the other things, Greg, that's always been kind of a saying in sports is that it starts at the top. And when you talk about Jack, what does he do that trickles down through the organization?
You know, Jack's real focused as well. You know, he's in all the meetings on Tuesday. You know, he's involved in the engineering part of it. He's involved in the problem solving, which is a lot of what, you know, business and the whole world's about is really problem solving, you know, fixing what's wrong or preventing it from being broken. And he's real involved in the engines, and, you know, that's just his love, his engineering background, and loves to work on the engines and do all kinds of things.
Greg, they talk about the Young Turks on the NASCAR circuit, but you're a guy that's in your middle 30s, and you came up through the ranks. And I'm just wondering, with that perspective of having worked your way up, what is the difference between somebody like yourself and somebody that might be in their early 20s racing on this circuit?
I think just experience. You know, I've been in the NASCAR Big Three for about 10 years, about 7 years, and you know, Truck Series, Busch Series, and Nextel Cup, and I've just gained a lot of experience. I've been in a lot of situations, and you know, I just bring that experience every week to the racetrack and that knowledge. And I think that's what's, you know, really making a difference for our team is, you know, right now I'm not making mistakes. I know what I want the race car to feel like. I know, you know, what part of the race I need to be good in. I know how to take care of my race car till I get to that point. It's just that's what's made the difference, you know, and I think that's just part of experience.
Your big break came back in 1997 when former NASCAR champion Benny Parsons spotted you down in Arizona. What was it that he saw in you that he liked?
I think, you know, Benny Parsons saw somebody that worked hard. You know, I ran my own business. I built race cars. I understood race cars. You know, I just stayed the course and handled myself well, I guess, on the racetrack, and felt like I had the ability and the talent to race in the Truck Series or Busch Series. And Benny Parsons told me one time that the last person that he recommended somebody was Ernie Irvin, So, I mean, you know, I guess it came pretty highly recommended from, you know, Benny Parsons, and it really made a difference.
What's the best piece of advice you've gotten either from Benny or anybody else in this sport?
You know, really it's stay focused, live the dream. I mean, try and, you know, just be professional about it. You know, I know local Friday, Saturday night guys, you know, need to take it as serious as they can and just work hard.
Greg Biffle was one of only a handful of drivers to win a race in each of NASCAR's three national series. Greg Biffle was a champion on and off the track and will never, ever be forgotten on Sports Byline.